opportunity in any economy.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-616-4996. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-616-4996. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-616-4996. That's 1-800-616-4996.
The Beatles!
We are the generation that survived the 60s.
Lift off on Apollo 11.
And now we're retiring.
Well, I'm not a crook.
We're baby boomers. And just for us, it's the Baby Boomer Bash. Sunday, November 17th, you'll discover resources for seniors, boomers, and families with vendors and exhibits from the fields of healthcare, finance, travel, and home remodeling.
Groovy, man.
Plus, chances to have your picture taken with a World Series trophy. Get stadium tours, meet Fred Bird and KTRS personalities. You'll also have opportunities to win great prizes, including Cardinals tickets for next season. Go to KTRS.com and click the Boomer Expo tab for more info about the 2013 Baby Boomer Bash, Sunday, November 17th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Busch Stadium, from Hi-Z Advisory Group, Life Care Centers of Florissant, and the Big 550.
Form out, right arm.
KTRS.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your mind.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
at
the
hill.
Radio AM station.
We're full of chips and we think you'll get lots of
good bone health.
That's important. So important.
We're about to get
my bones not healthy. I just don't feel healthy. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the November 6th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by a store like no other store. Like no other store in this part of the country, Amini's in Chesterfield Valley, under the Copper Dome. We're going to run through a bunch of things that you're going to find when you get to Amini's, and you're going to see why you could go to 6, 7, 8 different stores and still not combined find the things you're going to find at Amini's. It's just it's a fun place and a place that'll make your house a lot more fun and attractive place. But first,
hey!
Never like to ignore other people in the room. Like for you to know who they are, and here's who they are. At the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, and if you are not hearing from your advisor, then you need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to all of their clients every quarter. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chick.
I'd like to introduce Dan Strauss, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security, and he's good at it. Bernice is in heaven.
Two horses hind end.
Hang on.
I don't think they do it. It's like a little game.
What?
They have big games.
I want to know if Amini's would happen to carry his favorite game, Parwhatty?
Cheese.
Parcheesy. Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Parwhatty.
Parwhatty. Yeah. Well, hey, it almost worked.
I know it did.
Folks, give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limprist in the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Some things almost work.
I thought it worked.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Amini's. I first of all want to thank those of you because, hey, they let me know. You know, if nobody came in there and ever said, hey, we're aiming the PM, I'd hear about it. And here's what you'd hear. Silence. because there'd be no show. If advertisers didn't get response, we'd be off the air. But I hear from Bob and from Mr. Amini and the people over there that you come in and you tell them your AM and the PM and that you want to look around. And sometimes you ask for specific things. Let's see those pool tables. Or Frank talks about shuffleboard. I've never really looked at a shuffleboard table. Let's take a look. Let me just run down some things that you're going to find there. Many of these things you can't find anywhere else. Now, you can find lighting other places, but you need to see the Jaffe lighting collection upstairs at Amini's. You have a pool table in your house? Maybe you don't have room. You ever go in somebody's house, they had a pool table, and you draw back the cue stand, and you hit the wall? They put it in a place where you don't really have room to play pool, but they like the look of the pool table.
There was an episode on Seinfeld like that when George Costanza's dad turned George's room into a pool room.
It was too small.
they couldn't do anything with it.
You need some literally some elbow room in there. But let's say you don't have room for a pool table. Do you have room for a shuffleboard table? I'll bet you have room for a foosball table. Now, come on. That doesn't take a lot of room. Foosball is, I watch people who are really good at it. It's exhausting to watch it. My wrist hurts just watching people who are good at foosball, air hockey. Ping pong, something I cannot play. There are some things you can walk up to and try and not feel really bad at it, like air hockey. And pretty much anybody can kind of slap that thing around, and you know, if you do it fast enough, you almost look like the people who are good at it. But not ping pong. I can't get, what's it called, a rally? Like, over the net, over the net, over the net. I don't think I've ever had it come back and forth four times.
I don't mean to brag or anything, but...
But you're pretty good.
I was the champion at Coke Park and summer camp back in the early 70s.
Ping pong champion. They have pool tables. No junk, but affordable pool tables. At Amini's, and we mentioned shuffleboard tables. How about pinball machines and arcade games? How about the largest selection and best prices in St. Louis on theater seating? Look, if you're going to sit down and watch a great movie with a great big HD crystal clear picture and a great sound system, why not just go all the way and make it as comfortable as it can be and get yourself some theater seating? Leather sectionals, leather sofas, bar stools. Make your whole home a lot more fun. Now, they have a home furnishings department where they have, I guess, what most people call knickknacks. We used to have in our house what my mother called a whatnot shelf. Have you ever heard of that? Is it whatnot? Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Everything
whatnot.
Goes there.
Yeah. They have things for coffee tables, end tables, wall hangings, mirrors and clocks and wine racks. And you get the idea. It's a store you can't put a label on or define. They have fire pits. Their biggest selling single category at Amini's from spring through fall is outdoor furniture and everything that goes with it. The furniture and the fire pits, and they have those patio heaters if you want to eat outside, the ones like you see in the restaurants, starting at just $199. It's a fantastic place. And you're going to love going there, and you're not going to want to leave for at least 20, 30 minutes. You can't walk in this place and do it or yourself justice in 10 minutes. It's under the Copper Dome. You can't miss it if you're going out 40. If you're literally on 40, it's on the left over there with all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And you folks headed for these outlet malls, do us a favor. It's okay. You can go to the outlet malls. We don't have a problem with that. But right in between them is that Copper Dome and Amini's. As long as you're there, stop in, say hello, tell them why you're there. We'd appreciate that. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, in Chesterfield Valley, Amini's.com. All right, we've talked about this for 3 or 4 days. We're finally going to get around to this. There are lots of things in this life that I don't get. And I feel like, am I the only person that doesn't get this? Because apparently a lot of people are into it, and currently it's this, what does the fox say? Now, if you don't know what this is, we're going to play it, and you're still not going to know what it is. It's a huge... how many hits, Peon, do you know? Millions.
It's almost 200 million.
200 million
on
hits
YouTube, yes.
On YouTube. We're going to play you a little of it, and I've watched it, and I honestly don't get it. Here it is. What does the fox say? A little of it.
Dog goes woof, cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, and mouse goes squeak.
cow goes moo, the frog goes croak, and the elephant goes toot. Ducks say quack, and fish go blub, and the seal goes ow, ow, ow. But there's one sound that no one knows. What does the fox say?
You got to be kidding.
What the fox say?
Look, I like the rhythm. I like the beat. Any music that you put to that beat, you know, it's kind of catchy. But I do not get it.
What does the fox say?
Well, that's the whole point. Nobody knows if it makes a noise.
What the fox say?
But, wow.
I bet you it does.
Pointing nose.
Come on, get in there.
Okay, thank you. There it is. What does the fox say?
Wow.
You're either hip enough to get it or like me.
We could do a song like that and say what and use What Does Red Fox Say?
Well, then, you couldn't air it.
Yeah.
You couldn't air the word.
Big dummy.
Yeah.
You know what? I'd forgotten that's in your repertoire.
Yeah.
That's right.
I wonder what it would sound like if Red Fox, and I'm sure he did at one point, have a chance to meet the great Louis Armstrong. I wonder. And then if this doesn't rip your throat out, nothing will.
Good luck.
I can almost hear it now.
Hey, Red. How are you? My name's Louis Armstrong. What's up?
They're kind of the same voice.
What's up, Louis, you big dummy?
Hey, you have to throw
you
in
know,
the big
dummy. Until you hear them together, you don't realize Red might have been Louis's son.
Yes, yeah, they're very close.
Red Armstrong.
They had that similar sound.
Equally as painful.
Yeah, that hurts me to hear you do that. I was going to go on and on and on about this, and I decided not to do it. But 12 Years a Slave, I saw it last night. I'm just going to say this. Maybe one of the five or six most powerful movies I ever saw in my life. It is the best acting. I don't know that I've ever seen better acting. And I know that there are better known actors than this guy who plays the lead, whose name I can't even pronounce. He's not he's not a household name. But my goodness, what an actor. And across the board, the casting, the way it's shot, the music, the storyline, which is a true story based on a book written by this guy who was a slave. Essentially, the story is this guy had been freed. He had papers. He was a free man. And he was kidnapped up north and sent down south and thrown back into slavery. True story. And for 12 years, this articulate, highly educated, accomplished musician, this very bright guy, was reduced to picking cotton and shackles. And it's unbelievable. And that's all I can say. See it. See it. You got to work at it, though, because it's not in wide release. I don't know why, except that I guess America doesn't like things that make them uncomfortable. 12 Years a Slave. Had dinner last night. I really like ravioli. Fried or otherwise. And we're eating in a little Italian restaurant, and something occurred to me, because as we're eating there, and this is typical of a lot of Italian restaurants, in the background, you got Sinatra and Dean Martin, and then you have some songs by some people I don't know, but they're, you know, the moon at and then the Rivadeccia Roma, and a couple other songs that were recognizable Italian songs, and this is what occurred to me. There's no other cuisine, there's no other French restaurant, Chinese restaurant, Thai restaurant, Mexican restaurant, where you go and hear songs that, even though it's another country, are very familiar to us. Well, sing me a French song you'd hear sitting in a French restaurant.
Oh.
You can't do it. You can't do it. German, you can't do it. German restaurant, potato pancakes, Schneidhorst, give me a song. Isn't that interesting? Italians, for whatever reason, have managed to put their food and their music on the map together. And I don't know why that thought occurred to me, but I was sitting with my wife, and I think it was Dean Martin singing That's Amore, and then Jerry Vale or Tony Bennett or somebody did another Italian song, and I thought, wow, I know all these songs. Never been to Italy. I can't speak Italian. Don't know the words of some of them. I just thought, good for you Italians. You did a great job of bringing us the food and the music in one package. There's a cookbook out by Jessica Seinfeld. She's Jerry Seinfeld's wife. She certainly doesn't need me to hawk her book or make her money. They got plenty of money, but I found this very interesting. Every time you turn on television, there's a cooking segment. I don't care what the show is. It seems like if it's not a cooking show itself, the whole show about cooking. I don't know when this happened, that one day we woke up and we have 200 cooking segments a week or shows or whatever.
All the time.
But they're all at a level, they're not for beginners. You know, they're always making some exotic special thing that you really need to know what you're doing in the kitchen. Which is why I find what she's done so marketable. Jessica Seinfeld has put out a book called The Can't Cook Cookbook. My wife, this is exactly the kind of thing my wife needs. And the reason I mention this, if you know somebody who either doesn't cook because they don't know how, or they never had a mom to teach them or a dad to teach them, this looks like a great idea. The Can't Cook Cookbook by Jessica Seinfeld. Over 100 recipes for absolute beginners, where it's broken down so simply, you can't mess it up. I think it's a great idea, because it seems like everything else I see is for, you know, almost chefs. I look at the stuff they make on the Today Show in the morning, and I go, my goodness, I don't even know what that is. They mentioned some vegetable, I've never even heard of it, or some dish that I can't pronounce. So this looks probably a great gift idea. The Can't Cook Cookbook by Jessica Seinfeld. Well, this guy in Portland, Oregon, this middle school football coach, has been fired. This is a guy who had arranged to have the end-of-season awards party for his middle school students at Hooters.
Yeah.
I don't see what the greatest coach is with that.
So. Well, you know what? And the whole thing is really kind of silly. Now, I will say, probably not the best judgment, only because some people think that Hooters is a lot more risque and crazy than it is. I've only been to Hooters two or three times. My goodness, you can go anywhere and see more suggestive stuff than you see at Hooters. And quite frankly, no offense, Hooters gals, most of the chicks that I've seen at Hooters, they're not that hot. They're just in tight T-shirts and some little shorts, and they're, for the most part, pretty average-looking. But this guy decides he's going to have the awards party. And so the school system says, hey, Randy, that's his name, you might want to rethink where you're going to have this thing. And he said, no. He says, I've always taught my students to stick to your guns and not let people push you around, and I'm not moving it. And they said, well, move it or you're fired. And he said, I'm not moving it. So guess what? He's fired.
Oh, well, he's an idiot then.
Yeah. Well, he is an idiot.
He had a warning.
He is an idiot. And they told him they were going to fire him if he didn't. And he told the TV station there in Portland that he was not going to bow to pressure to move the party, because he always told his boys to stand up for what they believe in. Well, that showed him, didn't it? Yeah. Show him how to get fired.
Yeah.
He says, I wanted the kids to enjoy their season. Well, there's no doubt they would have enjoyed going to Hooters. And he said, if there's one or two kids not going because they're uncomfortable at Hooters, then we need to change it. But no boys had expressed discomfort. Well, of course they didn't. No guy's going to come and say, Coach, I'm a little bit uncomfortable that we're going to have that party at Hooters. No, not going to happen. A couple of parents said something, so it's over. The way it always goes. I do think it was probably a stupid decision to have it there. This is one of those. This has got TV commercial written all over it. You can almost see this is a TV commercial. It actually happened in Chicago. Group of Marines on their way back home from Afghanistan, headed to San Diego, landed at Chicago. And somebody made a phone call, and somebody else made a phone call to somebody else, and the ball started rolling, and there are 13 Marines involved. And the short version of the story is that this past Monday night at O'Hare, a retired Marine who knew they were coming in and a couple other people got together, and American Airlines got involved, and the available first-class seats that they had, first of all, when they got there, they were greeted with ovation, applause. There was a group of firemen there. They did, there's a name for it. It's called some kind of water salute or something. They had the fire hoses. It was very, very impressive. And then the available first-class seats were given to, I think, four or five of these Marines. But the other first-class passengers, when they found out what was going on, got up and went to the back and gave the other Marines their seats in first class so they could all sit together.
Beautiful.
How about that? It said seven first-class passengers jumped up out of their seats and told these Marines, you sit with your buddies up here in first class. That's a good story. I like that story. This Sunday night, Rob Lowe will play John F. Kennedy. It's on the National Geographic Channel. It's called Killing Kennedy. It's based on the book by Bill O'Reilly about the assassination of JFK. Here's my problem with this. Haven't we seen just about every kind of Kennedy thing we can see?
Yeah, but
how much more can you do with these Kennedys?
It's the 50th
year. Yeah, I know.
This is the 50th anniversary.
I get that. But what are we going to learn? I don't know.
You know what's weird? Somebody called earlier and said, check the calendar this year and check the calendar back in 1963. Everything, all the dates and the days are exactly the same.
Yeah, but that happens regularly. Did you ever see that thing where they have that list of all the similarities between Lincoln and Kennedy?
Oh,
that's actually pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Like, Kennedy's secretary, her last name was Lincoln.
Yeah.
Lincoln's secretary's name was Kennedy.
Yeah.
And then they go through the dates and the numbers, and there are all kinds of these great coincidences of the two events. Sunday night, if you're interested, Rob Lowe as JFK. The reason I have kind of a problem with those Kennedys is it's kind of like we made a point to forget that Joe Kennedy was a bootlegger and a criminal, and that's how they got their money. He was also a Nazi sympathizer, but we just forget about all that stuff. Just kind of like we forget about Jane Fonda, not me. Southern New Mexico, the story's all over the place. This is where the guy, we touched on it briefly yesterday, David Eckert, finished shopping at the Walmart in Deming, New Mexico. He didn't make a complete stop after he left at a stop sign coming out of the parking lot. He was stopped by the local cops. This is a huge... I've seen this story all... It's all over the place because there's a big lawsuit in the works, and this guy's going to get a lot of money. They asked him to step out of the vehicle. Now, this is the part I don't get. They said he appeared to be clenching his buttocks. How do you tell that? Can you look at a guy and tell... Unless...
Clenching.
If he's not nude, how do you tell if he's clenching his buttocks? But they said he looked to be clenching his buttocks. They thought he was... they suspected he was hiding drugs in his anal cavity. So they detained him. They got a search warrant from a judge that allowed an anal cavity search.
Maybe he had the cramps and gurgles.
Yeah, he's nervous because he got stopped. Now, get this. You're not going to believe this. This is all documented. While he was at the police station, he was subject to, it says, repeated and humiliating forced medical procedures without his permission. And they've reviewed the medical records. They've been released to a TV station in New Mexico. His abdominal area was x-rayed, no narcotics. Then they performed an exam with their fingers into his anal cavity, no narcotics. They did a second finger anal exam, no narcotics. Then they penetrated his rectum to insert an enema. He was forced to poop in front of the doctors and the cops. He watched as they searched his stool.
Oh.
No narcotics. Then they penetrated his anus and inserted a third enema. He was forced to poop more in front of the doctors and the cops. They searched his stool again. No narcotics. Then they x-rayed him again. No narcotics. It's like, no, we are not going to accept that he does not have any narcotics up his butt.
Then they
prepared him for surgery. They sedated him and performed a colonoscopy. No drugs.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Through the whole thing, he protested. He never gave them permission to do anything. How old is this guy? He is... hang on here. You know what? It doesn't say.
Well, if he's like 50, then he's got a
pre-colonoscopy.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, if it says it, I missed it. No, this guy's going to be a very wealthy man. Probably worth all the pooping to get the money he's going to get. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
So there's a big White House dinner and a lot of famous people and celebrities there. And Shaquille O'Neal is there. And he goes to use the restroom at the White House and he ends up standing right next to President Obama at the urinal. And President Obama just happens to catch in his peripheral vision, just a glimpse of Shaq's member. And he cannot help but comment on it. He said, Shaquille, that is quite a tool. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. That's impressive. I'm jealous. He says, well, thank you, Mr. President. I don't do Shaquille O'Neal, obviously, or the president, obviously.
And the president says,
that's pretty good. Say icy hot.
Icy hot.
Wow.
Shaquille O'Neal for icy hot.
So the president says, Shaq, he says, man, he says, if you don't mind my asking, he said, do you come about that just naturally, or is there something you do that helped you enhance your manhood like that? He said, well, Mr. President, he says, I will tell you there is something that I do. He says, every night before I go to bed, when I walk into the bedroom, I stop and I take it out and I bang it three times on the door frame. Just and I've done that for years. And I tell you, I think it kind of stretches it and thickens it and toughens it. I think it's made it considerably bigger. The president says, no kidding. Well, that's very interesting. Thank you. And they leave the White House restroom. Well, it gets later on in the evening. The guests are leaving. The ones who are staying in the White House go off to the bedrooms. And President Obama is just getting ready to walk into the, you know, the family quarters, the bedroom. And he remembers what Shaquille O'Neal told him. And he stops in the dark, right there at the door frame, takes it out. Michelle sits up and says, that you, Shaq?
See how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
They've cleared that accident westbound 70 near 10th Street. And looks like traffic is backed up through the depressed section and northbound 55. You're slow from Highway 44 up to the Poplar Street Bridge due to that accident. Also on eastbound 70, you're jamming up from Salisbury to the Edward Jones Domes. Southbound 170, you've got stop-and-go traffic from Olive down through Highway 40. On southbound 270, it looks like we just have a little slow traffic between the Clayton Road overpass just a little bit south of Manchester. Southbound 141 is heavy south of Big Bend down through Highway 44. 44 westbound looks like it's slowing right around Lindbergh down, trying to ramp on to northbound 270. And it looks like westbound set 40 is slowing Kings Highway through McCausland. You're slowing also through 170 and then from 270 out through 141. This traffic report is brought to you by Toys R Us. Today at Toys R Us, Rewards R Us members earn double points all day. Plus, get Lego minifigures and Barbie fashion packs for two for $5. Exclusions apply. Visit Toys R Us for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey, crew, Carney here. Join me for the Thursday broadcast. We'll bring in the Thursday Music Club, Slammin' Sammy Sound. Also, trumpeter Jim Manley on the show. And if you're a fan of The Walking Dead, want to meet Herschel, you can. He'll be joining us on the broadcast as well. Busy, busy day. It starts at 1. See you then.
The Carney Show, weekdays from 1 p.m. to 3 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
Hi, this is John Chay, Mr. Fix-It. Hey, if your garage door or garage door opener needs service, Overhead Door Company are the people you want to call. 314-781-5200. They have standard service hours, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, and Saturday, 8 to 6. They have same-day service if you call before 2 o'clock. They service all brands of garage doors and garage door openers, not just their own. Visit their newly improved website at ohdstl.com and go by their new showroom. They're on Lackland Road, just west of Westport Plaza Drive in Maryland Heights. They have emergency service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Their trucks are like rolling warehouses, so they get most all the parts they need to fix your garage door or garage door opener the first time, so there's no extra cost. Their average tenure of the residential technician exceeds 5 years, giving them the most experience to diagnose and repair any door in any situation. They have the preventive maintenance program available to extend the life of your garage door and garage door opener. Overhead Door Company of St. Louis. Give them a call, 314-781-5200, or look them up on the web, ohdstl.com. That's Overhead Door of St. Louis.
This is Bob Ellman. The government shutdown is over, and we're busy closing loans because the rates have dropped again. Right or wrong, raising the debt ceiling has forced mortgage rates down. That's why I urge you to refinance to a lower rate today.
People are calling to take advantage of low rates, and if you missed it the first time around, this is your second chance. Call Golden Oak at 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Now's the time to consolidate debts or get cash for the holidays. Our licensed loan officers are standing by to help you lock in a low rate.
Call Golden Oak today and get a lower rate of 3%. That's a fixed rate at 3%. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending Cured My Blues.
NMLS 1149-37, conventional 15-year fixed rate. APR 3.556 with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 567-GOLD.
Calling all makeup lovers. Bare Minerals Foundation just won its 9th Glammy Award for Best Foundation. And to celebrate, we're offering risk-free trials to all women nationwide. That's right. Every woman who calls right now can get a full-size risk-free trial of our number one selling foundation. For yours, call 1-800-700-4781. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. Glamour Magazine calls this foundation a magic eraser. Allure, InStyle, and Elle rave about how it's naturally radiant and good for you. Makeup so pure, you can sleep in it. And clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin for all skin types. Join the millions who've already tried Bare Minerals and fallen in love with their skin again. Call now to find out how you can participate in our nationwide risk-free trial and see for yourself. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio-only offer. 1-800-700-4781. 1-800-700-4781.
Hello? Anybody work here?
Weekends shouldn't mean spending your days trapped inside of some home improvement warehouse.
I can't get any help.
Not when you have 9 irons sitting in your bags, empty patio furniture begging to be used, and the fishing poles ready to catch the one that got away.
I want my weekend back.
Now's the time to go to Ace and keep your weekends free. You won't need a GPS to find a bag of fertilizer. And you will get help from your local neighborhood team who really knows their stuff. Ace has the primo brands that you're looking for. From Craftsman to Weber to Clark & Kensington to Scott's. Visit the helpful folks at your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware who will quickly help you turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
Hi, this is Jeff Brand from Brant & Sons Ace Hardware on Dorset Road in Maryland Heights. Please visit our store and let us help you with your project or visit us online at acehardware.com.
Ace, the helpful place.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896. That's 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896.
Hi, I'm David Hall, president of Shore Mortgage, and right now is one of the best times to refinance in decades. And here's why. First, mortgage rates are at their lowest point that they've been in months. Second, when you refinance with Shore Mortgage, you might be able to skip a payment, freeing up some cash flow to pay those holiday bills. Some of our clients are locking in at rates around 3%. So call Shore Mortgage today at 800-523-8896. Home. That's 800-523-HOME.
United Shore Financial Services, Equal Housing Lender, NML System Number 3038.
Directions Tours offers day trips and overnight tours from St. Louis. Call 314-577-0077. That's Directions Tours, 314-577-0077.
3 out of 4 homeowners don't know where to place smoke alarms. They should be installed on every floor and near sleeping areas. Kids smoke alarms will help protect your family.
Get a free quote on state minimum car insurance from Safe Auto. Just go to safeauto.com. You can also call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe, spend less.
Hi, everybody. Terry Hall here, and I want to remind you, This Week in Real Estate is on this Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. That's right, from 5 to 7 p.m. We'll discuss real estate investing, which type of loan fits you best, how to purchase tax-delinquent properties, and, of course, anything you wish to call in about. So join me for This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall this Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. That's This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall this Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Not when you have nine irons in your bag. Is my mic off?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go Southern California. There's a guy who doesn't have nine irons in his bag. He has one nine iron in his bag, like most golfers. He's Mike Evans, and he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Now, some people go there regularly. Some people go once or twice a year for very special occasions. I don't think you'll ever be disappointed if you have dinner at Annie Gunn's. You got a special occasion? Make it Annie Gunn's. You need gift certificate? Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market. Catering? Annie Gunn's. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans. Give it up. What's going on?
Oh, man.
You're in Dallas, Texas. I said Southern California. You're actually in Dallas.
Dallas, Texas.
Big
yeah,
D.
You know what? What a pain in the butt. Get here, and what do you got? Obama shows up.
Is he there?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know he was in Dallas.
Hey, I'm, you know, blocking traffic. We're trying to get around. He's blocking right. We're right behind the motorcade right now.
Who does he think he
yeah,
is?
Yeah, didn't he have yeah, Mike Evans' know. Itinerary? the heck?
He obviously didn't know you were hitting town, or he would have never done this.
Obviously not. Listen, see, it's just unbelievable. I mean, but I'm going to be big about this. I'm not going to get upset about it.
Well, there's really nothing you can do about it. He is the president, you know.
Yeah, he is now. Hey, we start off with a pop quiz question. Check it out. Name the name of the celebrity who always rents public bicycles in New York City and pedals her butt all over town. Won't ride subways. Or ride cabs, only rents public bicycles. Is it Hillary Swank?
No.
No.
No, no. Kate Upton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go. Naomi Watts?
Yeah.
How about Christina Ricci?
Nah, she's got bug eyes, but she...
She got a pretty good five head. She got a good five
head. She does have five head.
She's
You're
got
right.
some nice...
You know that's good. Love Nuggets. Daniel Craig says it is the hardest thing that he has ever done, night after night after night, standing just a few feet from his wife, Rachel Wise, and then watches her as she rolls around in bed making love to another man.
That would be horrible to watch.
Well, it's actually a play in London that they're in together, and Rachel plays the wife of Daniel's best friend in the play, but he says that it's very hard to watch, even though he knows it's just a play. It's still tough.
Sure it is.
TV News, Franco, are you ready for the holidays?
No.
And by the way, please don't spend too much money on me this holiday season.
Okay.
If you're not ready for the holidays, well, to get you in the mood, 3 weeks from Thanksgiving, 8 weeks from Christmas, the Hallmark Channel is running a new, warm, fuzzy holiday movie every Saturday night. From now till Christmas. That is so beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. Melissa McCarthy?
I don't think so.
We'll do one more season of Mike and Molly and then leave television and concentrate on producing and starring in movies. More money, less work, good combination. The stars of Modern Family, Jesse Tyler Ferguson and Eric Stone Street, who play partners on the show Modern Family, are going to hit the road together and tour 8 cities doing speaking engagements about speaking out on being more tolerant of gays.
Okay.
I don't know that they're going to St. Louis, but I'll get their schedule and let you know.
All right.
This is exciting. 77-year-old Burt Reynolds is making an appearance on a TV show called Fast and Loud. I'm joking. Who in the world cares anything about Burt Reynolds?
Well, I've been wondering where he's been and what happened to him, because I don't think we've seen him anywhere for, 6 or 8 years.
Yeah.
I know. I'm 77 years old now. And I got a great book review for you. We don't do these very often. America's Heroes on the Home Front. It's by Oliver North. Now, this is a gut-wrenching, heart-tugging book filled with American men and women who fought in Iraq and Afghanistan and lost everything from limbs to gray matter. The book goes into detail how the American government has just basically turned their back on them. A great book. If you get a chance, read American Heroes on the Home Front by Oliver North. Mm. And finally.
Oh, man.
How about Obama following me down here?
Yeah. The nerve.
Yeah.
Incredible. Who will only ride public bikes as she rents every time she goes out of her apartment in New York? Kate Upton, Hillary Swank, Christina Ricci, Naomi Watts.
I'm going to say Kate Upton.
Hillary Swank.
Yeah, I got to swank it. Swank.
The answer is Hillary Swank.
The genius is peon.
Hey, we'll do it again tomorrow from Dallas, Texas. And I'm going to make this person's going to have to get out of here. I do not like this kind of traffic.
No, move him on. Move him on. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant, the Smokehouse Market. I didn't remember hearing in the news he was going to Dallas today for anything. But he is. Mike will be there, I guess, through the rest of the week. I think he's headed back Sunday or something like that. The skydiving accident that got all the attention. I got a couple of quick statistics for you here. The chances of you dying skydiving, because I know a lot of people think of skydiving, oh, man, that's dangerous. I'm always hearing about. No, you're not always hearing about people dying. If you jump solo without a tandem deal, it's one death in every 163,000 jumpers. If you jump tandem, which is what a lot of people do, you know, with a jumper where
instructor,
you're hooked
right.
together, yeah, the death rate is one fatality in every 400,000 jumps. You are much more likely to die in your car. Much more likely to die just going to work or going home every day. So they actually have a really great safety record, skydivers. But I'm that way about bungee jumping. I don't care what the record is. I'm not bungee jumping. I'm just not going to tie me at the ankles and throw me off a bridge. It's not going to happen. First Community Credit Union is where I bank. It's where I do all my banking. Checking, savings, debit card, the whole deal. Loans, business loan. They'd love to have you as a customer, but you won't be a customer. You'll be more than a customer. You'll be a member. That's what we are. We're members. First Community Credit Union has members. There was a time when you couldn't. It was like a private club. I'm sorry, but you cannot bank here because you don't work for Monsanto. And that was no longer the case as of several years ago. And now if you can hear this signal, you can bank at First Community Credit Union. And by the way, all the things that made it so special for the Monsanto employees, all the things that caused those employees to think, wow, I'm so glad we're special and that we get special attention and in many cases better rates. That never changed when they went public. You still get that. You still get on many occasions a rate on your car loan, let's say, that if you shop around, you'll find is better. That's not uncommon at First Community Credit Union. Popcorn is fresh and good and the people are nice and they're everywhere and even in some Walmarts where they're open on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday. First Community Credit Union, proud and exclusive sponsors of the yard sale every Saturday morning with Paul Warner, 7 to 9 o'clock. Think about it. Unless you have some reason that you are just glued to your current place that you bank, please consider joining us and banking. You won't be sorry. At First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic now, and Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, you had an accident on eastbound 270 at McDonald, but he had the two left lanes blocked. Now, I just checked the camera here recently. It looks like they may have moved it, but traffic is backed up from about 370 through McDonald. Now, on south or northbound 170, you're still just a little bit heavy from 70 up through Airport Road. Eastbound 40, that's thinned out towards the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55, just a little bit of heavy traffic from Park up to the Poplar Street Bridge, mostly in the right lane. Eastbound, it looks like things have thinned out pretty much between Salisbury and the depressed section since they've cleared an earlier accident. Westbound 40, you still have slow pockets, Kings Highway through McCausland, also 270 out through Maryville Center, and then a good run over the Boone Bridge. And westbound 70, I see no delays from Highway 270 out through Wentzville. And this traffic report is brought to you by Toys R Us. Today at Toys R Us, Rewards R Us members earn double points all day. Plus, get Lego minifigures and Barbie fashion packs, two for $5. Exclusions apply. Visit Toys R Us for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
Thanks.
If you're currently paying for Medicare Supplement and Part D prescription coverage, you're paying way too much. Open enrollment gives you a chance for a do-over. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Our clients are saving thousands of dollars, and they're still seeing their own doctors. It's not a secret. It's about knowing your options. Let's do it right this open enrollment. Call me at 314-863-0008. 314-863-0008.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
Well, start thinking about what you'd like to kick around with us tomorrow, because tomorrow's Thursday, and that's the day we take more phone calls than any other day. We look forward to speaking with you. We'll be here. Hope you will, too. Till then, this is the new time because Sandy Miller's coming up. I'm going to hit it. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
New plans for St. Louis's Lambert Airport, the proposal to replace the China Hub. A Metro East mother wants her daughter's middle school to do something about bullying. Why, she says, her daughter is the subject of abuse.
Should the city of St. Louis put these credit card parking meters all over town? How you can help the treasurer make her decision.
First on Fox, a Missouri state representative from Florissant, who is charged with stealing, says that he has no immediate plans to resign. State Representative Steve Webb, a Democrat, has been charged with soliciting money intended for the Missouri Legislative Black Caucus and spending it on himself. The official complaint charges Webb with felony stealing and seven misdemeanor counts of campaign law violations totaling $107,000. We found Webb at his home in Florissant today, and he said he had no comment and does not have plans to resign, but that may change.